Picks with your host, Mike D. Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Mike D. This is the Sick Picks Fantasy Podcast. You already know how we getting down. Everyone's favorite show to listen to right now. And if you don't know, you should know. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know, you should know. If you don't know, you're missing out. You already know what we're doing with Sick Picks right now. It's the Fantasy Football Podcast because we are in the football season. This year, I plan to give you so much more. Last year, we had Fantasy Football. But right now, last year, we had Fantasy Basketball, right? That I did off the record, so to speak. But yeah, man. Fantasy Football. Football's in session. Football is back. Fantasy Football is back. And what a wonderful time it is to be alive for some. Maybe for some it isn't, because week one was the wildest week that we've had in God knows how long. Crazy, crazy week one. Very weird, weird week one. And before we get into it, man, I'm just, you know, super happy to be doing this again. It's been a while since I put an audio out, but if you haven't already, make sure you guys are please liking, sharing the podcast. From wherever you're listening to, we are published by Anchor, but you can find us on many different platforms. Anchor, Google Cast, Pocket Cast, Apple Podcast, Spotify. And I'm pretty sure there's a few other there that I might be missing. But those are the main ones that people seem to be using. So if you're listening, appreciate you. Always appreciate the love. Share it out. Make sure you guys are tuning in on Saturday nights live. We are powered by the Cook-Up Saturday nights at 8 p.m. And those are just live episodes that you can catch me. And if if you're somebody who can just only listen, don't get on YouTube, whatever the case may be. I put the audios out for those live episodes, but you can't only just find us on YouTube, right? If you are looking to follow me, and Sick Picks on YouTube, just follow the Cook Up Radio, right? We are on YouTube. The Cook Up Radio is on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch right now. So those are the three places where you can watch me live on Saturday nights. Make sure you're tuning in on Wednesday nights to my podcast and counterparts of On the Money Sports Podcast with my homies Irrational O Money. They'll be going live. You know, I'm recording this on a Tuesday night right now. It's 11:13 p.m. So I'll record this and I'll publish this in a little bit, actually. I don't want to wait too long because I know it's Waiver Wire Wednesday, right? It's about to be Waiver Wire Wednesday. But now that I got all my little promotions out the way, and real quick, if you see the logos, right, if you love how the logos look and everything like that, make sure you're hitting up my boy RetoR at RetoR on Instagram. If you're fucking with the beat that you heard in the beginning, that's all produced by my boy Jay Slant. Make sure you hit him up at Jay Slant on Instagram. Very fire producer, very underrated producer out here, so make sure y'all tuning in with him also. But again, artwork is all done by my boy Reto Art at Reto Art on Instagram. Producing beat is all done by Jay Slant at Jay Slant on Instagram. Go check them out. Appreciate that. Now, to get into the nitty gritty of this kind of episode, and again, I know I'll be releasing it on Wednesday, so it'd be, I don't want to say it's pointless. Maybe somebody listens to it and, you know, they hear a guy that wasn't getting picked up in waivers on their end. But yeah, we're going to talk about waivers. We're pretty much going to recap how week one went. I could tell you right now, for me, it wasn't the greatest. As we already know, if you don't know, I am in 11 leagues this year. Yes, I said 11. And my record for the week was 3-8. 3-8 for my 11 leagues. Like I said, very, very weird week one. The one league, there's only one league, maybe two, as far as the teams that I'm just not completely happy with. And those leagues, I definitely most likely should. I mean, I know in the incredible league of super acquaintances, I definitely shit the bed there. And that's definitely one league that I'm not too happy with the team. And I have to go through the other ones to really find the other one. Because honestly, the other teams that I've created, I love them, right? I love them. My first matchup in the On the Money Sports League against my podcasting counterpart in Irrational, Beer Money, right? I took them down. That was great. Because not only did I take Beer Money down in the fantasy world, but my New York Football Giants took down Irrational's Tennessee Titans. And wow, what a Sunday. What a Sunday, man. I mean, if you were to tell me that I was going to go 3-8 in fantasy and the Giants were going to beat the Titans by 1 point, I would have told you you're crazy. But that's what happened. I mean, like I said, I mean, it wasn't just a weird week for fantasy. It was a weird week in football. Very ugly game in Chicago with San Fran and Chicago. Like I said, the Giants beat the Titans. We were starting off the season 1-0 for the first time in 5 or 6 years. It was a very beautiful feeling. And I can't express how happy I am to see my Giants get a win. There's so much hate right now on the Giants and so much hate on Daniel Jones. And I really hate it. I hate all the hate that they're getting, man. Daniel Jones is our quarterback. And for you Giants fans out there who don't, you know, who says otherwise and says all this and says all that, man, you guys don't even deserve the Giants at their best, straight up. Everything that I've read and seen these last couple of years, especially this past offseason, bro, Giants fans, I swear, there's two of them. There's two sides of them. And, you know, I'm friends with one of them, Alexi, who me and him tend to kind of bump heads as far as, like, what we think about the Giants. Even me and my dad at times, you know what I'm saying? We tend to think differently as far as what direction the team might go in or how we feel the game way, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, man, I mean, there is so much hate on social media when it comes to my Giants, and it's really disgusting. And even after the game, even after the win that they pulled out, there's still hate out there. I know it's expected, but damn it. Damn it, you got to give credit where credit is due. Saquon Barkley. I said it on the Money Sports podcast that Saquon will be the comeback player of the year. And goddamn it, if he didn't show people what he has been talking about all summer, what he's been ranting and raving about all summer, about how he's ready and about he's ready to fuck this league up and everything like that. Excuse my language, but it's his words, not mine, right? But bro, he showed it. He showed it. He came out there and he ran with such tenacity that I haven't seen him run with since his rookie year. The physicality that he ran with, and you know what? I was telling my dad the other day, his rookie year, he found ways to bounce off of tackles and run around defenders and make moves like that, right? And last week on Sunday's game, not only did he manage to do that, but when the contact was there, when it was obviously there was just no avoiding it, he invited it. He welcomed the contact. Okay, and that's just something that I just isn't and aren't used to seeing Saquon doing, but that man invited it and he won most of his battles, honestly. Offensive line, they played well, they picked it up throughout the game or as the game progressed. They did a hell of a job blocking for Saquon. I think Saquon is gonna go for anywhere north of 1,600 all-purpose yards. Like, I don't see it going any other way. I wouldn't be surprised if my man finds a way to go 1,000 and 1,000, straight up. And yeah, that's me speaking as a fan and speaking from the heart, but it is what it is. It's something you're going to have to deal with because I'll come on here and every week and tell you how I feel about him. Offensive line definitely needs a little bit more work, but, you know, they got the job done, right? Daniel Jones, for the better part of this game, with the exception of the one interception that he had, I think Daniel Jones played a really good game, if you ask me. Obviously, I can see the problems that people have been talking about as far as the experts go. And the biggest thing with me is holding the ball and the anticipation, right? So in that interception that he had to Saquon there, he needs to anticipate that play way better. He can't have those kind of turnovers. And shout out to Brian Daboll for not only putting Daniel Jones in his place when he needed to, but for putting his nuts on the table and going for two. Big, big play, coach. Big call. Definitely appreciate it. But you see it. You've seen it right there on the sideline when he did it, and Brian Daboll reamed him a new one. But kind of going back to the play real quick, you know, you as the play unfolds, obviously you see Saquon take that real route, and Danny's just staring at him, right? And instead of throwing the ball, as soon as his foot is crossing the plane, as soon as Saquon's foot is crossing that chalk line, the ball should be being thrown at that point, in my opinion. If that's where you're going to go, right? As a quarterback, if that's where you go, you need to hurry up and throw that ball. Instead, Danny waits for not only for Saquon to get into the end zone, but he waits for Saquon to turn around. And by then, the corner is all over Danny, and he throws the ball anyway, and it was an easy pick. Very, very easy pick. But shout out to the defense, because the defense... Oh, no, I think that was after that, that was the muff punt. And when that happened, was it a little bit of a luck on our side? Yeah, of course, there's always luck involved, right? But it felt destined. It felt like it was destined to happen. The defense played really well the second half of the game, with the exception of the last 40 seconds, because they scared the hell out of me, pretty much. You know, we scored that touchdown after the muff punt and took the lead, right, with that two-point conversion, which was bonkers. Bonkers call, bonkers play. Again, Saquon looking for that physicality and getting in there, avoiding tackles as he does. And, you know, the defense was playing great in the second half, and then that last 40 seconds, they just let Tannehill and them boys run down the field. And if it wasn't for a missed field goal, I'm not even talking this proudly of my Giants, honestly. So there were a lot of things that went our way. But I can honestly sit here and say that the team overall played well. Again, the defense came out in the second half and played well. First half was a little rough. The Titans were up 13-0 at one point. We came back and tied it. And like Oscar said in Casa de Money in the VIP lounge, the old Giants would have sat down and took that and probably just lost maybe 22-0 or 22-3 or something like that. But we stayed resilient. We had the grit. We stayed disciplined, and those guys came back and they fought hard, man. Saquon's not having that shit this year. He's not losing games without trying. He's not going out like a punk, for the lack of better words, right? So, I mean, I'm excited. You know, you look at the Giants' schedule. We got the Panthers next week, who just got beat by the Browns. We got the Dallas Cowboys week 3, a Dakless Dallas Cowboys, mind you, week 3, that I will actually be in the building. I will be at MetLife with my familia, my cousin Noli. Shout out to Della Rosa Refinishing for all your refinishing needs, bathrooms, tiles, kitchen cabinets, anything like that. Hit up Della Rosa Refinishing. You can find them on Facebook and Instagram. But yeah, I'll be there in the building with Noli. Yeah, he's a huge Dallas fan, and he's going to have to take that pelita. If we lose to Cooper Rush on week 3, I'll be highly upset. I mean, I guess it's the NFC East, and anything can happen, right? Anything can happen any given Sunday kind of thing, but I'm looking to be 3-0 this year. Because I did not like the way the Panthers looked against the Browns. I actually picked the Panthers to beat the Browns last week, and obviously that didn't happen. I can't believe they lost to the Jacoby Brissett Browns. Baker Mayfield said he was going to go out there and F them up. And he didn't do that. He didn't look so great. So, yeah, very weird. You know, I mean, patting the stats, garbage time, Robbie Anderson with that big play, whatever. Not feeling that. But, yeah, week 1 was wild. Like I said, very ugly game over there in Chicago. Chicago beat San Fran. Didn't expect that. Didn't see that coming. Green Bay. I mean, I picked the Vikings to win that game, but... Oh, man, did they look bad. Aaron Rodgers was pissed. Last night, Denver losing to Seattle. Russ. Oh, man, I expected Russ to cook way more than he did. I did not see that coming for sure. Geno looks great, for lack, you know what I'm saying? Vegas taking that L to the Chargers. You know, the Chargers... And you know, we've talked about, if you follow On the Money Sports, if you're tuning in on Wednesday nights, you would have heard us talk about it, especially that division breakdown. That division is going to be crazy all year long. I expected more out of Derek Carr. Davante Adams is Davante Adams. But Carr definitely has to pick it up and make better decisions. Cincinnati and Steelers game, what a wild game that was. Went into OT. Pittsburgh came out on top. I had Cincy winning. I picked Detroit to win, and they fought hard. Philly gave up 35 points to Detroit. DeAndre Swift damn near ran for 200 yards. Detroit looks strong. They're gonna be a team that gives people problems all year. And if you don't play your cards right, you will be losing to the Lions this year. And I see that happening a lot. They probably should have won Week 1 because Philly, you know, they kept them in there way too long, way more than they should have. I will say that AJ Brown, that Jalen Hurts connection does look okay, but I do think it does get figured out at some point. Devontae Smith, please. Can somebody please call Devontae Smith and tell him to get me fantasy points? He gave me a donut. That shit is not cool. Not cool at all. Houston tying it up with the Colts. How wild is that? I did pick Houston to win, but they tied it up. Lovie Smith pretty much opted for that, right? I picked Jacksonville to win, but Washington came out on top. Carson got it together and threw a few touchdowns, and they ended up beating Jacksonville in a close game. And I also had Dallas beating the Bucks, man, but I didn't see that coming, how bad of a game. I guess I probably should have, you know, given the circumstances of their offense. But I just thought their defense was going to be able to hold up better than they actually did. Overall record for the week was 7-7-1 for all my picks. I went 1-4 on the money picks. You guys will hear that on tomorrow night's podcast with On the Money with Irrational Old Money. But yeah, went 1-4 there. Wasn't happy about that neither. But yeah, those games were wild. That's my recap. Kansas, you know, I'll go through the wins, I guess, real quick. You know, the wins were wins. The New Orleans was crazy because they were down. Poor Atlanta, man. Anytime that score comes up on the board, 26-3, I swear they just find ways to lose games. But obviously Buffalo, New Orleans, right? Miami beating New England. Baltimore beating the Jets. Kansas City manhandling Arizona. Minnesota beating Green Bay. And, of course, my Giants beating the Titans. So that was week one. Like I said, very wild week one. And now we're going to shoot over to the fantasy side of things. For guys, you know, for people who obviously played their studs and stuff like that, who had those weird teams that just weren't putting up a lot of points. You know, there's a picture going viral right now that somebody put up 35 fantasy points. That's rough, man. Like, shit like that is rough. And that kind of happened. I don't want to say that kind of happened to me. Excuse me. Yeah, like I said, I've been going to sleep early. I'm not actually not up this late anymore. That's crazy, right, to even say something like that. Fantasy was very weird. So, guys that didn't do great, there's plenty of people hitting the panic button, plenty of people trying to make trades and all this greatness, all this craziness. I say don't pull the trigger just yet. I mean, I have been torn around with Alvin Kamara. And On the Money Sports League with a trade, Alvin Kamara and potentially Darnell Mooney and Cortland Sutton, just in trying to like include those guys, because there's somebody in my league with Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, and Tariq Hill, right? I offered this man Alvin Kamara, Darnell Mooney, and Baker Mayfield because he had quarterback was Dak. He needs a quarterback, right? It's a 2QB league. I offered Baker, you know, I offered those three guys just for Jay Jettas. And he declined it. You know, it's been a weird battle between me and him. He's wanting too much, so he wanted to send me like Tariq Hill, Travis Etienne, and some other for freaking Amon-Ra St. Brown, Michael Carter, and Baker Mayfield. I'm like, nah, man, like, nah. I don't want Hill. I want Chase or Jefferson. You know, so he wants what he wants. I want what I want. I told him we'll revisit this in a couple weeks, see how everything plays out. But that's what we need to do right now. Pump your brakes. It's only week one. Do not panic. Yeah, I lost 8 out of my 11 leagues, but I'm not going to panic. I'm not going to hit the trade button so quick. I'm not going to put players on the block like that too so quick. You know what I mean? Only because I lost a couple of games. You know, again, in All the Money Sports, I won and I was messing around with these trades. The ones that I lost, I'm not messing with that. I'm not messing, you know, I got faith in a lot of these teams that I'll be able to, you know, do what I can in the waiver wire and keep my team pushing. That's where I usually make my money at, right, with fantasy is the waivers. You got to be on top of your waivers. So, tonight, man, I say guys like Joshua Palmer, if he's out there, if you know you're desperate needs, Robbie Anderson's most likely out there. Curtis Samuel looks good, man. I mean, he played really well. Tyler Boyd is somebody you want to look into. T. Higgins did get banged up in that concussion. We're still waiting to see if he's going to be able to play. Jalen Tolbert was disappointing. Let's see here. Those are about KJ Hamler. You might want to stash him away because he sees somebody, you know, God forbid Courtland Sutton or Jerry Jeudy gets hurt. You know, KJ Hamler's next man up. Now, granted, in last night's game, he was only targeted once, maybe twice. I think it was once. And he did catch the one ball that was thrown to him, but he was out of bounds. But for whatever reason, they didn't look his way too much. But I think that will change as the season progresses. Joshua Palmer with no Keenan Allen. I expect him to step up. There was the wide receiver named DeAndre Carter who actually had the better day of the two wide receivers yesterday after Keenan Allen was sidelined early in the game. But I think Joshua Palmer can step it up there. Again, Tyler Boyd, definitely somebody to look into there. Let's see. What did Marquez do? He had 8 points. I don't like Marquez. He's too hit or miss. Jahan Dotson, if he's out there, I say go grab him. Not to use him right away. I mean, they are playing Detroit this week, so I could see him putting up another great stat line maybe. But, you know, for his first game, 18 points, not bad as a rookie. Those are the wide receivers that I look like I'm trying to aim at right now. Nobody else really. Devin Duvernay had a big game for Baltimore, but... definitely not somebody that I'm like, you know, going crazy for. I mean, I could be wrong there. Maybe I should try and go for him. Sterling Shepard had a big day with the Giants. But that was really off of like one big play. And depending what kind of league you're in, you know, you probably got bonus points for that said play. So that's really why his points came in the way they did. Excuse me. And, you know, touchdown to boot. You know, again, bonus points. So, yeah, not too many wide receivers out there that I'm looking. Jarvis Landry, he's actually still in waivers out here. And what's this, On the Money Sports that I'm looking at? If Jarvis Landry is out there, I definitely say I advise go out there and grabbing him up. He put up 20-plus points yesterday, depending on what kind of point structure you have out there. So that's a good wide receiver to keep your eye on. But it was really weird, man. Again, you don't want to go too crazy and drop people because they gave you 1 point. Or 0 points, like Devontae Smith and Cole Kmet from the Bears. But again, that Bears game was ugly. It was like a damn hurricane monsoon out there. So yeah, I mean, just, you know, be cautious, man. Do not hit the panic button just yet. Play the waiver wires, but play it sparingly, play it smartly. There's other guys out there for running back. You know, JD McKissick, he's somebody to look into. Not too much. Naheem Himes might be available in some leagues. If Isaiah Pacheco is available in your league, please do yourself a favor and grab him up, stash him away. Excuse me for calling him Pop. Isaiah Pacheco. Pop is his nickname around here in the Violin area because I am from Violin, New Jersey, where Pop was born and bred, where he went to high school. I watched him play high school. I've actually played backyard football with him back when he was just a freshman in high school. He might not even remember something like that, but I sure as hell do. And it was great to see that kid playing out there because I remember him being, well, he might have been 13 or 14 years old out there playing with grown men. And he was getting manhandled, and Isaiah was, you know, holding his own, always got up and wanted to keep going and everything like that. And now the kid's in the league, and it's an honor to see somebody like that from Violin, New Jersey doing his thing. So shout out to you, Isaiah, and your family. Definitely blessings, bro, and I wish you nothing but the best. He had a hell of a game. Hell of a first game. 62 yards, I believe, on 10 carries with a touchdown. I mean, the kid looks NFL ready. And if the Kansas City Chiefs plan here is to kind of keep him fresh throughout the year, CEH did look good his week one. So if they're going to keep Pop fresh and just rotate him in and out until he's just ready to really take the reins here at KSC, I said KC. But yeah, you know, Kansas City, that, you know, I get it and I agree with it. You know, you don't want to run him into the ground just yet, but I think he is the running back of the future for Kansas City, and it's very, very exciting to see. Kenneth Gainwell, if he's out there, pick him up. I like the way he looked for Philly, honestly. Kenyon Drake did get a lot of work, but that probably won't be lasting too long, at least not until Dobbins gets back. Depending on your waiver wires, though, there's probably not much out there. Again, we have to wait and see how the rest of the year progresses. Jeff Wilson Jr., Tyrion Davis Price, those two guys should be on your radar, though. You know, with Elijah Mitchell getting hurt, It's open season for those two. Elijah Mitchell is down for 8 weeks, 2 months, they're saying. Could be possibly more. Sad to see for any Elijah Mitchell owners. I know I drafted him in one league. San Francisco running backs are running backs that I was looking to kind of stay away from anyway, considering, you know, what be going on over there in San Francisco all the time. So, let's see here. I actually will put in Pittsburgh defense went on. If Pittsburgh's defense is still in your league, which they probably shouldn't, but if they are, go ahead and snag them up. Miami's defense, if they're available, go ahead and snag them up. Those are definitely players that are definitely worth having there. Let's see here. Go to add player. So I'm just kind of going through. And what I've been looking at right now is for the ESPN waivers. I'm going to go over to the Sleeper because I love the Sleeper app. Sleeper app is where the Sick Picks League is held. The Sick Picks Dynasty League is also there. And the Incredible League of Super Acquaintances is also on the Sleeper app for me. And I love the Sleeper app. Shout out to Sleeper for making their app so easy to use, so customizable, so interactive. And the news, man, they are on it with the news. I don't know how they do it, but they do it. And I love it because you get the news like before anybody else, and it's freaking awesome. Let's see here. Now, these leagues, they're all 12-man leagues. And these waivers are even worse, man, because I know there's really not much out there for waivers. Yeah, you know, Zach Moss. Yeah, Warren, the kid Warren from, Jalen Warren from Pittsburgh. He might get more time, considering how banged up Najee Harris looked and how bad that injury looked. And they're saying he's good for the go for next week, but I probably wouldn't risk him, man. You know, Pittsburgh won that game, but like O-Money said, they might have lost the war. Good news on the TJ Watt camp, you know, saying that he's probably not going to miss the season, and he probably just needs some rehab, and he should be good to go by the end of November, which is promising, but it still looked ugly. Let's see here. Dontrell, right? Is it Dontrell Hilliard? He had a big game for Tennessee, and I don't know if that's the plan to use him for the rest of the season like that, but if it is, he's definitely somebody worth having. Philly had three running backs punching in him for a touchdown. The most promising one was Kenneth Gainwell, in my opinion. But Miles Sanders did get work. Oh, I just seen AWOL asking that. Okay, figured that out. But other than that, really not too many running backs out there neither. Tight end's always a toss-up. If Taysom Hill's out there and you got the room for him, he might be somebody you want to look into grabbing. Look, Jesus, Noah Fant, man. I say drop him if you can. If Njoku's out there, grab him up. Like I said, Taysom Hill. But Noah Fant, I mean, he got a couple of catches too, but there was definitely better receivers for Seattle than Noah Fant. So I don't know if he's going to get involved at some point. But, not looking too good for Noah Fant. O.J. Howard had a big day for Houston. So if you have the room or if you need the tight end, O.J. Howard looks pretty promising. Isaiah Likely did not get any targets for Baltimore after it was reported that there was a big role for him, especially in week one. But that didn't happen. Not too much else out there for tight ends. I'm looking to grab Daniel Jones in a couple places. So if you see DJ out there, I say grab him up. I say grab up DJ because DJ might surprise a couple of you people out there. Especially in those bonus points leagues. If you get bonus points with guys like, you know, well, Wandale Robinson did get hurt. I do have to read in to see the extent of his injury. But, you know, with Shep and what Saquon has been able to do and the kid Richie James. I mean, listen, man. Rookie tight end, Bellinger, and I hate to say his name, but Kenny Golladay. If he can ever find some sort of stride, like, you know, it's worth it, man. It's worth it for sure. Definitely worth it to have DJ on the squad. So that's about it as far as like what I can see here, man. Corey Davis maybe. Noah Brown again. If you're in need, if you need the depth, These are guys that you can be looking at for week one. What's this kid's name? Kyle Phillips? Is it Kyle? Yes, Kyle Phillips from Tennessee. I drafted him in my Dynasty League. Definitely put Stashed away on the taxi squad. They, you know, Tannehill seems to like him. They were looking his way a lot this week. And we'll see as the season progresses to see how he gets worked into this offense. But it's an interesting play there with Kyle Phillips. Christian Watson, maybe, you know, pretty bad, tough break for him missing that big touchdown when Aaron Rodgers had him wide open. Completely, the ball just completely fell right through his hands. That was very, very tough to see as a Green Bay fan, you know, if you're a Green Bay fan. What did People Jones do? 12 points? Yeah, I don't know. Amari Cooper probably didn't do much neither. But, again, it's Jacoby's process, so I don't really trust Cleveland like that neither. So, excuse me, I apologize for the yawning. Definitely apologize for the yawning. Let's see here, 30 minutes, yeah. So, yeah, that's about it as far as waivers go. Again, I apologize for the lateness of this podcast for anybody who does listen to it late. If these names that I heard are on your list after the fact, right, after Waiver Wire Wednesday is going through, if you're able to tune in before Thursday and you see some of these guys in the waivers and you got the room for it, take the shot, man. Take the shot. Do not hesitate, especially if you have the room for it, because you never know. You never know in this league, right? It's always next man up, so... before I sign off, though, I will give you guys some good Thursday starts. Because we have, what is it, Buffalo? Let's see. Yes, Los Angeles Chargers and the Chiefs for Thursday night. Very big game. I got my boy Frankie starting Juju Thursday night. I think, you know, like, Patrick Mahomes looks great. So... Patrick Mahomes looks great. Kansas City looks great. This is going to be a very good test for the defense, but they played well against Arizona, who is also supposed to be another high-powered offense. But Chargers and Chiefs, you know, obviously division game, anything could happen. It could turn into a defensive battle where neither team puts up many points or yards, right? Obviously, you don't want to see that because these two teams are filled with guys who are probably on other people's fantasy teams. Again, Mahomes, Herbert, Mike Williams, Josh Palmer, Austin Eckler, Travis Kelce, Juju Schuster, Sky Moore the rookie, CEH, Isaiah Pacheco the rookie, Marquez Scantling. Like, there's a lot of names out there for the Thursday night game. So start your studs. Again, it is week two. Any Kansas City players, like I mentioned, Mahomes, Kelce, Juju, Marquez, you might want to start because I think they're going to find ways to at least eventually work him into the system. CEH, you got to start him. Had a big day. So those guys, you got to start. Same thing for the Chargers. You know, those stud guys that you have in these teams, you got to start them, you know, Thursday night. I am not a big fan of Thursday night games. I like to start like one or two players either to get ahead on the week, right? Or because I just believe in that particular player. But Thursday night games can be really weird. So... keep an eye out for that. Thursday night games will now be televised on Amazon Prime, which is crazy. But I do have Prime, so I'll be watching it, right? I'll be tuned in. So make sure you guys have Prime if you're looking to watch Thursday night football. But again, those are the names that really seem to pop out at me there. Don't make too crazy trades. It's only week one. Do not panic. You know, give yourself another week or so to really fill out your team, to fill out the league, to fill out these players that just kind of shit the bed for you week one. So don't worry about it, all right? Don't go too crazy just yet. But again, man, appreciate everybody who's tuning in and listening. Make sure you're liking and sharing the podcast whenever and wherever you can. Make sure you're on the Sick Picks page on Instagram. It's at SickPicks89 on Instagram, Sick Picks on Facebook. I just started a TikTok page, throwing little videos out there, little snippets and stuff like that. I'll try and put more as the, you know, season goes on. Like I said in the beginning, you know, very busy, got a new job, up early, sleeping early. So it's kind of hard to post things and stuff like that, but I'll do my best to keep up with the post. But to, you know, comment on the Facebook page for sure, because that's where I'm heaviest at. Ask any questions you need. I'll answer them. If I don't, somebody in the page will. If you can't find me there, you can find me on the On the Money Sports fan forum page, because that page is always cracking off. You can follow them too. And again, make sure you're tuning into Sick Picks Saturday nights to catch me live at 8 p.m. We will be live at the 610, powered by the Cook Up Radio. So make sure you go out and follow the Cook Up Radio on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. Make sure you're following On the Money Sports on Facebook and Facebook, Instagram, and on TikTok also. You can catch On the Money Sports live at 8 p.m. Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube. Okay. Again, appreciate you guys. And everybody have a good day/night. Whenever you listen to this, make sure you just enjoy the rest of your day. Peace.